Now, Paul says, I'm going to send him back to you. Notice verse 28. I sent him, therefore, the more carefully, that when ye see him again, ye may rejoice. Paul wanted them to rejoice, not sorrow, and that I may be the less sorrowful. I've been disturbed about the church in Philippi because it's been in mourning instead of rejoicing. Now he says, verse 29, receive him therefore in the Lord with all gladness and hold such in reputation. Believe me, the respect that should be shown, the one who is teaching the Word of God, or the one who has an office and a gift that God is using, that gift and that individual should be respected. Not that the individual should receive anything, but the fact that the emphasis today, friends, is on the person of Christ. And therefore, the emphasis moves to the Word of God, which reveals Christ. And the emphasis, therefore, today should be on the book, the Word of God. We have all kinds of meetings today, and I just don't go to them anymore. I was asked to speak at a convention, and they had all sorts of little meetings where they're going to discuss this problem, that problem, and the other problem. And psychology is one of the things, it's had its day, I think, and right now there is a moving of the Spirit of God upon the Word of God. And a great many people are finding today that psychology was, well, a Pied Piper that led a great many of the shallow saints off into a detour, and a great many of them have followed that and followed other things. My friends, it's the Word of God that reveals Christ. And somebody says, McGee, you certainly are hipped on this. Well, somebody needs to be hipped on it, and I'm perfectly willing to be the one to be hipped on it today, that the emphasis must be upon the Word of God. And if we really believe that, and I take myself aside many times, and I say, oh God, I believe it's your Word, help my unbelief. Help me to rest upon it. Why, I marvel today at some of the letters that we get. Absolutely, I marvel at the letters. I just don't believe God can use this broadcast like that. And you know why? Because I've got unbelief, and I don't believe God as I should believe Him. And that is the problem, I dare say, with most of us. Instead of running around to all of these little conventions and these little meetings where we try to solve problems by psychology, and we talk about the drug problem and the hippie problem and the sex problem and the superstar problem and the youth problems and the senior citizen problem. My friend, the problem is that we just don't get back to the Word of God. Now, will you let me finish chapter 2 with verse 30? Because for the work of Christ, he was nigh unto death, not regarding his life, to supply your lack of service toward me. The work of Christ. That means this man had the mind of Christ also. Now, I do not know what this does for you, but for me, this sort of sends chills up and down my spine. It makes my hair, you know, feel like it's standing on ends. When I read here, in the first century in the Roman Empire, have you ever read very much about that Roman Empire, the first century? That empire of Caesar Augustus? That empire that moved out and took over the world, and that the law of Rome became supreme everywhere, and that there was no mercy shown anyone, but there was law and order everywhere. Then there went out this little man, Paul the Apostle, and those that were with him and like-minded with him, and they preached a gospel where there was a God of the universe who through a redemption that he had wrought on a Roman cross had provided mercy for mankind. I want to tell you, multitudes turned to the Lord Jesus in that day. Now I see walking down the streets of Rome, I see a man that's been in chains. I see a man that's chained to a soldier. His name is Paul the Apostle. What's he doing? Well, he's got the mind of Christ, and he's rejoicing in the Lord. And I see a young preacher, Timothy, fine young man, walking down in that pagan city. You say you can't live for Christ today, my friend? Look at Timothy. He did pretty well. He had the mind of Christ. And then I take a look at Epaphroditus, a faithful pastor, way up yonder in Philippi. It was a Roman colony, but there was this pagan, heathen city, and he has the mind of Christ. And I say to Vernon McGee, let's get out today and have the mind of Christ, and don't offer excuses in these days in which we are living.